Welcome back. We're now ready to move on to module two. In this module, what we're going to be touching on is we're going to look at some advanced DSC scenarios, scenarios where you're going to be able to embed classic PowerShell logics directly in your script. We're going to look at how we can handle reboots with PowerShell DSC, how we can go and separate the parameters that you need to pass or the values that you need to pass to your script. And we're also going to look at how to register a server with a PowerShell DSC poll server. So let's jump right in to the first section. In this section, as I mentioned, we're going to go in and give you an overview of really where it makes sense in your day-to-day lives to use PowerShell DSC. We're going to look at real-life scenarios and give you a better sense of all the power that you can bring to PowerShell DSC. The first thing I want to look at is the PowerShell Gallery. The PowerShell Gallery is a site hosted by Microsoft that acts as a central repository for all of PowerShell modules and scripts. One thing that's important to note is that this is not just Microsoft scripts. You can go in there and upload your own content if you want to. It's in order to go and download some contents from it, it requires you to have PowerShell 5 or have what we call the package management that's available for PowerShell 3 and 4. With that installed on your machine, if your machine, given that it has internet connectivity, you're going to be able to go and acquire modules directly from the gallery using the install module commandlet. So if you have PowerShell 5, you can go in right now on a machine that has internet connectivity, type in install module X Active Directory. And that's going to go take care of pinging the PowerShell gallery and download and install that module from the web. You can also register third parties' trusted repository. We have repositories out there that are not the PowerShell gallery, so we have a Chocolaty in there. So if you want, you can register it as an official trusted repository, and then you're going to be able to do install module to install third-party tools, such as like Paint.net and other tools as well. So in the next demo, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a quick tour of the PowerShell gallery and show you the different components that are available to you and what the documentation looks like.